Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick Schofield. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting third. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Cardwell. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Don Cardwell. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting second. The third baseman, Chico Fernandez. Batting third. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tim Harkness. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Larry Burrotite. Batting eighth. The catcher, Norm Sherry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tracy Stallard. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tracy Stallard. And now, play ball. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burrotite scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is called out on strikes. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a line drive towards short. Logan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch strikes out. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin strikes out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burrotite scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider strikes out. Pagliarani drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Snider out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani takes first base on ball four. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan strikes out. one out. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell strikes out. Two outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 1 in the game. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Brodite is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brodite hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sherry for the out. Two outs. Tracy Stallard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stallard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 1 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemente hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman strikes out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 1 in the game. Clendenin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clendenin. The throw from Sherry and he is safe. Clendenin steals second. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stallard fields it and has Clendenin trapped. There's the throw to Fernandez who throws to Brodite, who tags Clendenin for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bailey. The throw from Sherry and he is safe. Bailey steals second. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pagliarani hits a pop-up towards short. Brodite settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0 for 1 in the game. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schofield fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive towards third. Bailey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0 for 1 in the game. Harkness hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lynch. Harkness reaches second base with a double. Snyder goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Mets. Larry Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Harkness moves to third. Two outs. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry is 0 for 1 in the game. Sherry hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardwell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sherry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 2 in the game. Schofield strikes out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 2 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops it up and throws to first, with Stallard covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tracy Stallard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stallard is 0 for 1 in the game. Stallard strikes out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hickman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lynch, who is chasing the ball. Hickman reaches third base with a triple. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 2 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stallard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0 for 2 in the game. Lynch takes first base on ball 4. Ted Savage pinch runs for Jerry Lynch. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clendenin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Savage moves to second. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Savage moves to third. Clendenin moves to second. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Jim Pagliarani. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Savage tags and scores. Clendenin tags and moves to third. Bailey tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's Pirates, 1, Mets, 1. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0 for 2 in the game. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stallard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Smokey Burgess now catching. Ted Savage now playing left field. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Snider hits a line drive into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burrait misplays the ball. That's an error on Burrait. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Sherry. Cardwell moves to second. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 3 in the game. Schofield takes first base on ball 4. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry throws to second, with Burrait covering, and has Cardwell trapped. There's the throw to Fernandez who tags Cardwell for the out. Schofield moves to second. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Stallard. Schofield moves to third. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 3 in the game. Verdon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 3 in the game. Clemente hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Larry Bearnerth now pitching. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Burrait is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrait is 0 for 2 in the game. Burrait hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry is 0 for 2 in the game. Sherry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Choo Choo Coleman pinch runs for Norm Sherry. Ed Cranepool pinch hits for Larry Bearnerth. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cardwell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cranepool moves to second. Al McBean now pitching. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 3 in the game. Fernandez is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Choo Choo Coleman now catching. Galen Cisco now pitching. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Clendenon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clendenon. The throw from Coleman and he is safe. Clendenon steals second. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Burgess is walked intentionally. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-3 in the game. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops it up and throws to first, with Cisco covering, for the out. Clendenon moves to third. Burgess moves to second. Two outs. Al McBean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBean hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harkness settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-3 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards first. Clendenon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 3, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.